Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Divination. Divination is a podcast and YouTube show by Elegant Themes, a proud leader in the premium WordPress theme and plugin market. The goal of Divination is really simple. We want to provide you with the knowledge, insights, and supportive community that you need to be successful with WordPress and Divi. I'm your host, Nathan B. Weller, and as your host, it's my job to facilitate that success by having various guests from the Divi and wider WordPress community onto the show to share their stories and experiences with you. In this episode, I'll be interviewing Elegant Themes' own Thierry Mueller. Thierry is on our development team, and he, along with everyone else right now, is working hard to get Divi 3.0 ready to launch. In this interview, we cover a lot of ground, including Thierry's WordPress story, how he came to join Elegant Themes, what his hopes are for the Divi developer release, which is slated to come out after Divi 3.0, and of course, what is going into making Divi 3.0's front-end builder so special. So I got to warn you, though, this episode's going to be a little different. Due to some technical difficulties we had with Skype and the recording software that we use for it, recording a typical episode with like live back and forth conversation just wasn't possible. Instead, I had to send Thierry a list of questions for him to record his answers to while at WordCamp Europe. So the result is a little different format than usual, but ultimately we cover all the same ground that we would have otherwise. Thierry's answers to my questions are also really great, and they provide a good glimpse into who he is as a person and a developer, as well as what he brings to the Elegant Themes team. So without further delay, here's Thierry.
Hi, everybody. I'm here. It's Thierry here. I'm here in WordCamp Europe, just arrived at my hotel, and I'm very excited to be with you. Nathan and I tried to do this interview for quite a while, and we had some technical issues, so hopefully this will work well, and you know, I can tell you a little bit about my story and what I've been working on at Elegant Themes and what's the future a little bit.
Hey, all right. It sounds like this is going to work. So Thierry, is this your first WordCamp? And if not, maybe tell us a bit about your history of involvement with the WordPress community in general.
No, it isn't. It must be about my sixth or seventh. I've been quite active in the community when I was in South Africa. So I spent 8 years in Cape Town. And yeah, participated to quite a few WordCamp in Cape Town and also other events such as an event called Do Action, which is basically a group of developers getting together and building websites for volunteers and volunteers organizations. It's a really cool event.
Okay, cool. So let's back up. Tell us a bit about how you got into web development in the first place.
So as I said, about in 2007, I went to Cape Town in South Africa, and I fell in love with the country. So I wanted to, you know, share my love for this country, and I opened a travel agency, and I needed a website. So I used a Mac app, which is called Web A Cappella. It's like a drag and drop, I mean, a page builder, if I should put it so. And like about 2 months later, I realized that the code were terrible and my website wouldn't even rank on Google. So I decided to, you know, look into semantic HTML and what is web development about and building a proper website. And so I built my first website on Joomla, a much better website, and started to learn about HTML and PHP and MySQL and really got into web development, and I love doing things myself. And soon after, we needed a blog, and there's an extension for Joomla which is called WordPress for Joomla. Believe me, it does exist, and that's how I discovered WordPress. So you know, I started to build a blog and needed more functionalities, and I love to do it in-house. So I started to build plugins and child theme, my child theme. Actually, at the time, it wasn't a child theme. I just built my theme and really fell in love with web development and you know, coding in general. And so that's how I got into web development, and it soon became my passion more than my, you know, my work for my traveling agency. As a matter of fact, I was spending more time coding than, you know, doing my work for the travel agency.
What was your first foray into professional web development?
How did I make it my career? It's quite simple. One of the guy who was helping me with my Joomla website, a very talented designer from Cape Town, Chris Rolt, was running a company selling themes and plugins for actually modules for Joomla, and he wanted to get into WordPress, and he realized and you know, he saw me getting into web development and what I was able to do, and asked me if I would like to make that my full-time job and partner up with him and build a company selling themes and plugins for one of the popular drag and drop for WordPress. And you know, this was really my passion, so I accepted and I said, okay, cool. Well, you know, the travel agency was nice, but this is really what I love to do, and so let's get this going. And maybe in 6 months' time, I can make that full time, or you know, whenever it takes off, we'll both be full time together. And it happened. So we built about 8 plugins and themes, and it was working well. And that's how really I started to be a full time web developer.
How did working with Codable and on Beans Framework lead to you joining Elegant Themes?
And so, yeah, Chris. So Chris and I worked for 2 years or 3 years together, and we realized after a while that we, you know, our visions were slightly different. We always in very good terms, but we just decided to go on our own ways. And so we're still a very good friend. I mean, he's still a very good friend today. We chat like pretty much every week. And so I joined Codable, and which is a group of expert WordPress engineers, and providing service for clients. So Codable just connect clients and developers. And on the side, so I was doing that full time, and on the side, because you know, developing is more than my job, is also my passion. I always had a passion project, which is Beans Framework, and that's how I can express myself. So I was balancing between Codable and Beans, and while working on a client's website, which was the client was using Divi, I was making some research and reading Elegant Themes blog, and I just checked that the opening positions, and saw that there was a position for a web developer, and I just decided to apply for it, and that was my new challenge, and I thought I could bring something to the company, and that's how it started.
So I've heard from people who know a lot more code quality than I do that Beans is a fantastic theme framework. So first up, congratulations on that. But to me, this sort of begs the question, why did you decide to team up with Elegant Themes instead of maybe pursuing your own projects as your main line of work?
Yeah, thank you. I mean, it's two very different things. Beans is a passion project. It's an open source. It's free. It's really a way to express myself and to share, and it's kind of my way to contribute back to WordPress community, and so that's, you know, I don't regard this as my job. I regard this as my passion, my hobby, during my free time. While Elegant Themes is my job, is, you know, as an engineer, that is what I do, and it, you know, it gives me a chance to actually do what I'm passionate about too. And working in a team environment, so in a great, actually a great, vibrant team, and so that's why I decided to join Elegant Themes.
So speaking of code quality and your Swiss penchant for perfection, it seems to me that you would be particularly excited about the Divi update slated to come after Divi 3.0, the developer update. Can you maybe explain to the community what they should expect from that release and what you hope to contribute to it?
Yeah, it is true. I'm a little bit of a Swiss perfectionist, and I'm really about code quality, and that's what I love, you know, about performance optimization. For me, it's not about getting things working. It's about getting things working the best it can be working. And that is why I'm really looking forward to the developer update, bringing my expertise here and working on the developer update with the team and make it a success. You know, everybody is going to benefit from it because we're going to improve the code base and we're going to document all the codes and we're going to define what is what can the public use and developer third-party developers use, what part of the framework they can use and what part of the framework is more private and, you know, is subject to change. And we also going to do a code review. So overall, it's just going to be a great update for everybody. We plan on making it faster as well. So we'll work on really trying to get down to every single line of code and make it better. And one of the challenges, and a lot of people would probably be worried about backwards compatibility, and this is our challenge. So it's about making the code base better and making it extendable and making it providing documentation without breaking it with anything. So when people click on update, they don't want the website to break, and we are well aware of that. And that is something that we keep in mind and we'll make sure nothing breaks on the developer update. So everybody can look forward to it. It's going to be a great update.
So it sounds incredibly exciting, and I imagine it will open up a new chapter for Divi developers all by itself. But before we get to that release, we've got what is by far our biggest Divi release to date coming up at the end of the Divi 100 marathon. That's Divi 3.0. Can you maybe describe from your perspective what makes this release so special?
Yeah, 3.0 is super exciting. It's a big update, and as a matter of fact, it's a brand new application. It's a brand new front-end builder, enabling people to build their website, seeing exactly what's going on when they make changes. So this is definitely the biggest release to date coming up. And it's a very special release because it's also using new technologies, React.js, used by Facebook. And this makes the entire user experience so reactive. It's really great. It's you can't actually imagine what it is before trying it. So people really must look forward to that.
So what sets React.js front-end builders apart from other front-end builders currently available to the WordPress users?
Well, I think what really sets it apart is how fast it is and how reactive it is. So this year, actually the past 2 years, we've seen a lot of new front-end builders coming up for WordPress, and you know, some build not using WordPress, but you know, this is kind of like the future of the web for point-and-click users or people who are not really deep into development. And so we've seen like a lot of new builders, but the user experience isn't fantastic in the sense that they can see the changes live, they can make changes, but it takes time. It takes a lot of time. So every time a change is made, there's like a 2, 3, 4, 5 seconds lag before the actual page is updated. Some builders, users have to press on save before seeing the changes. And that is how React.js make a huge difference, is the instant change. As users are typing their text, they can see what's going on the page. And that's what, in my opinion, makes it so special.
As Divi continues to grow in popularity, there's a sort of Divi economy growing alongside it. So this economy consists of Divi consultants, web designers, agencies, developers, all using Divi to grow their personal businesses. So knowing what's coming in Divi 3.0, knowing what's coming in the developer release to follow in a very general sense, what advice do you have for these individuals and companies as they try to position themselves for success?
Well, I think, first of all, I mean, 3.0 is the next big release, and I think everybody can look forward to it. I mean, whether it's like, you know, a one-man team or a web agency using Divi, it's a fast way to build beautiful websites. So, you know, as it's always been, in the back end, is just enhancing the experience by by letting users seeing the changes live instead of having to, you know, make the change in the back end and then having to reload the front end. By the way, this actually makes me think of something. The back end is remaining exactly the way it is, so nothing is changing in the back end. So the normal Word, the normal builder that's actually in the WordPress posts and pages remain the same. It's just a brand new application in the front end. So, you know, for those who are like worried about, am I going to have to relearn everything? Is the UI going to change completely? Not at all. The back end remains the same. It's just a brand new experience in the front end. Use it or don't. It's just up to you. But I mean, once you start using it, you just fall in love with it. So, and about the developer release, I think for web agencies and developers, this is a big one. I mean, people are going to have documentation on every single part of the framework, knowing what functions does what, how to use it, and starting to build extensions without having to, you know, dig in the code and wonder what they can use and will it change, with a peace of mind that what we make public will be supported and will have backwards compatibility, and they can build the third-party extensions, themes, child themes, actually not themes, but child themes, with the peace of mind that what they're using won't break. So that is really something exciting to for web agencies and web developers, something to look forward to, and hopefully great future.
Well, that's all for this episode of Divi Nation. As always, I just want to give another big thank you to our guest, Thierry Mueller, for coming on the show, and especially for going the extra mile to record his interview in such a unique format. If you have any questions about the topics we covered in this episode, feel free to leave them in the comments section on the Elegant Themes blog. Of course, I've made sure that Thierry is aware that the episode's going live, and I'm sure he'll be more than happy to drop by and answer any questions that he can. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. I look forward to seeing you around the community. And as always, I'll be back next week with another episode of Divi Nation.